Hey, I'm Gary Wallach with NPR's Only a Game. Bill Littlefield's weekly commentary is coming up, but first I'd like to tell you about some of the stories we're working on for this week's show. During Only a Game's 22-year run, we've often been hit with the sports story that would not go away. The latest of those is Deflategate, which, thanks to a scathing ESPN report, which has dug up new info on Spygate, has exploded once again. We'll have the latest on deflated footballs, illegal cameras, and the seemingly perpetual power struggle between the NFL and the New England Patriots. Bill will also have a nice sit-down with retired soccer star, football star Landon Donovan, and we'll talk with a filmmaker about his Pulitzer Prize-winning documentary about a West African Ebola survivor who organized a soccer game, football game, for fellow survivors. In this week's commentary, Bill points out that Thursday's NFL opener between New England and Pittsburgh is, perhaps more than any other season, about much more than the game.
So it begins, the Patriots against the Steelers. Sunday, it'll be the Bengals against the Raiders, the Colts against the Bills, the Giants against the Cowboys, and so on, coast to coast, and there will be more on Monday. A book that appeared in the mail this week is subtitled In Defense of Football. The line at the top of the back of the book reads, "Is there anything more universally American than NFL football?" Universally American is an intriguing phrase, but never mind that. The point is that the season of pro football has come again, and despite the slings and arrows, nearly all self-inflicted, the game has suffered. All the numbers suggest the nation is once again ready for some football. Over the past couple of decades, it has become obvious that the nation is not nearly as ready for baseball, basketball, hockey, soccer, tennis, or golf as it is for football. Some of those sports still generate lots of interest, and Major League Baseball and the NBA can cite financials that demonstrate their operations are exceedingly healthy. When Donald Sterling was forced to sell the LA Clippers, Steve Ballmer paid him $2 billion. When the Dodgers changed hands a couple of years ago, the new owners also paid $2 billion, more than twice the previous record for the sale of a baseball team. But dollars aside, and that's a great big aside, who can deny that it's football that rules the sports landscape? The NFL is wealthy enough to pay its commissioner over $44 million a year, so it does, though he's regarded by the public and even by some of his employers as an embarrassment. Then there's the drama. On the field, it's about acrobatic catches, runs toward daylight, and violent hits and their concussions and repercussions. Off the field, it's about cheating, conspiracy, and cover-up. In what other sport would the first whistle be preceded by long ESPN and Sports Illustrated stories about how the league's most successful team has allegedly been involved for decades in illegal activity, which the league's commissioner has been urging the owners of the other teams to ignore, lest the U.S. Congress stick its nose into its business? That development, according to one of the former NFL head coaches cited in the ESPN story, quote, could kill the league. What? Is he nuts? This is America. This is football.
You can find a link to Bill's commentary at our website, onlyagame.org. You can also find us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at onlyagamenpr. Thanks for listening.